The program for Thursday, Willis. Good morning. How nice to have you with us on Truth for the Day, this Thursday morning. We're talking about the Christianity of the first century. The Word became flesh in Jesus, and the Word should become flesh in us as we live the Christian life. And as we looked at the Church of Jesus Christ, it is the body of Christ in the world today, carrying out the purpose of Christ. We see the Christianity as it should be. Well, the church should be a true representation of that Christianity. And so we're examining the Christianity of the first century. Yesterday, in looking into this, we emphasized that it was undenominational in nature. No one can debate this statement. They were just simply Christians, not different sectarian groups. And, of course, the Lord had that in mind in the Great Commission. The gospel was to be preached to the whole world, and the one world was to be one to the one Christ, and men added to the one body, the Church of Jesus Christ. Yes, all nations, ethnoi, all ethnic groups of humanity were to be one in Christ Jesus, and they were that in the first century. And the book of Acts shows this unfolding in a mighty way. They were to begin in Jerusalem with a great commission, sounding out to Judea and Samaria, and finally to the uttermost part of the earth, according to Acts 1:8. When Paul told the Jews on the day of Pentecost to repent and be baptized for the remission of sins, he appended his statement by saying, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Acts 2:38 and 39. Then in Acts 3:25 and 26, Peter quotes Genesis 12, where it speaks of Abraham's descendants, "And in thy seed, Christ, shall all kindreds of the earth be blessed." Although the Jewish Christians had to be supernaturally shaken from their moors to include the Gentiles in Acts 10 and 11, they soon moved on out into the larger Gentile world with the gospel. Earlier, when the church was persecuted, we read in Acts 8:4, "And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word." Later, when Paul and Silas came preaching in Macedonia of Greece, there in Thessalonica, we read there in Acts 17:6, "For that the people said, these that have turned the world upside down are come hither also." Even later, in reference to the spread of the gospel, Paul would write in Romans 10:18, "Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world." The gospel of Jesus Christ was undenominational and designed for all men. It was not to be cramped by a narrow sectarian outlook or denomination. The great success of the first century Christianity is reflected in that hymn that we sing, "Onward Christian Soldiers." Then it says, "Like a mighty army moves the church of God, brothers we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity." And that's how they were in the first century. And that's how the Lord wants Christianity to be today. The churches that we read about in the New Testament scriptures were undenominational in nature. The churches of the early New Testament era were strictly that. The word denomination means to denominate, to divide off, separate, and to name. Well, let's just notice several of the references in the New Testament scriptures. Are these denominational references? In Romans 16:16, it says, "The churches of Christ salute or greet you." In 1 Corinthians 1:2, "Under the church of God, which is at Corinth." Is this talking about a denomination? And then under the churches of Galatia, Galatians 1:2. 1 Thessalonians 1:1 and 2 Thessalonians 1 say, "Under the church of the Thessalonians." And, of course, the word church is spelled with a little letter here. It doesn't represent a denomination. It's just simply the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. Human names designating men, separating them from others, were not known in the first century. They were simply undenominational New Testament Christians. This is the Christianity of the first century. Thank you for listening today.